You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Flock cameras. We've talked quite a bit about these sort of surveillance type cameras, the pluses, the minuses. We heard from an auto reviewer who lives in Plymouth who had his car surrounded by Plymouth police in a parking lot of like a Home Goods or a TJ Maxx or something in Plymouth because the Flock license plate reader thought that he had stolen that car. Turned out the database was incorrect, incomplete, and he had done nothing wrong. There are so many concerns about these cameras that right now in St. Paul, there is a call to cancel the contracts that Ramsey County, the sheriff's office, has with Flock, and the St. Paul police have with Flock as well. Ramsey County operates, I believe, 9 cameras in the city of St. Paul, and the police operate 2 Flock cameras. Now, there's all sorts of cameras and readers, and there's a lot of different stuff out there, right? You got cameras rolling on your phone. We have cameras on the highway. There are cameras everywhere. At issue with Flock is how this company allows law enforcement around the country to utilize this data. Are there individual officers who have been irresponsible with the use of this data? And I think that, I think, I don't want to speak for everyone, I think that use of the data is the bigger concern. It's the city council president who's also running for Ramsey County Commissioner who has raised this issue, but joining us via video link up, and you can watch on YouTube or X or Facebook, but Sergeant Mark Ross is St. Paul police officer representing the St. Paul Police Federation, and he's with us on Drive Time. Mark, good to have you here.
Jason, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Only 2 cameras for the city of St. Paul, Flock cameras. Tell me how you guys have been utilizing those cameras and using the data that those cameras give you.
So the only time we use these is in active criminal investigations. When we are looking for very specific criminals, we're looking for very specific information. And as you already pointed out, we have one area in St. Paul. It's one specific location, 2 cameras, 1 point each direction, major traffic hub. And we are using these for law enforcement purposes only. And in fact, state law governs how long we can keep that data, where we can store the data. So really, the collection, the retention, the destruction of that data is all governed by state statute already, and we are always in compliance with those statutes, of course. We have very specific guidelines in use with respect to when and how we can use the information. And we're not aware of any instances in St. Paul or Ramsey County, for that matter, where people have misused or abused this Flock system. In fact, it's been the complete opposite. I know and I understand why people might be a little bit apprehensive about this emergent technology. As police officers, it was a new era for us when we transitioned to squad cams, and then we have body worn cameras, and now we're using drones. And so I know there's an adjustment to be made. And what we want to do is we want to sit down and make sure we continue to have this robust conversation with the public. We've been very transparent about what we're doing and why we're doing it and open to the public. And now, you know, the reason we're here is because of a Facebook post by council member Rebecca Naker, and we can get more into that. But
well, let's play that. Why don't we play that right now so people know what we're talking about? But Rebecca Naker, who is the city council president in St. Paul and running for county commissioner. So I always want to raise that because I think that's relevant information for people to have. So here's what the council president had to say.
Our data should not be for sale. I've been hearing from constituents who are concerned about the use of Flock cameras in St. Paul. Flock cameras are automated license plate readers that store info like a car's make, model, color, bumper stickers, and more, and feed that into a national database, creating a mass surveillance state. And there have been instances where ICE has been able to access the data stored by Flock. A private company is using public money to create a massive database of our personal information. Everyone should be concerned about what Flock cameras mean for our community. That's why I will be authoring a resolution calling on the administration and our county partners to end our contract with Flock.
So that's
because our communities need investment, not surveillance.
So that is her perspective. Flock says they don't share data with ICE. You know, I think Sergeant Mark Ross with the St. Paul Police Federation, I don't know. It's hard to know who to trust in this stuff. But how do you respond to what Rebecca Naker had to say?
Well, firstly, she's incorrect. That data is not sold or shared. It's not sold to anybody. It's not shared with the general public. It is sometimes shared amongst other law enforcement agencies, which is how we are able to apprehend violent criminals, whether it be a robbery or a homicide. In fact, we had a homicide in Lower Town, in September of 2024. An artist was out working on a mural. This guy goes up to her, shoots her in the back of the head, and kills her for no apparent reason. Thankfully, a witness was able to get a license plate from the suspect's vehicle, and that's how we captured this person in very short order. We have all the receipts, again, with respect to how this has worked for us. But let's go back to Councilmember Naker's comment. So first of all, she's just incorrect from the get-go. I think for her to say that, especially having a robust conversation with the police department, maybe have some community meetings, those types of things, is just really beyond the pale as far as I'm concerned. To refer to us or this as a surveillance state, we're not a surveillance state. We're not surveilling anybody. What we're doing is we're using this information when we need it, when we're looking for a very specific vehicle or maybe somebody or a suspect leaving the area of a crime to try and get leads on criminals. We don't have the time to surveil anybody. And by the way, we have very tight guardrails in place. We have policies in place where if you're caught using this incorrectly, especially if for malicious intent, you're going to have a problem. You're going to be disciplined, potentially terminated, potentially use your post license and never be able to be a cop again. So I would just say her statement overall is extremely irresponsible because people look to our elected officials in St. Paul. And when they make comments like that, they associate that behavior and those examples with the St. Paul Police Department. And, you know, as recently as June 24th, the ACLU is at the city council talking about St. Paul's one of the agencies that does everything right with respect to this type of information and these tools. So I will say I'm extremely disappointed in the comments that Council President Naker made. I think they're inappropriate.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
What if you can see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
And you're responsible.
I think the fear is that, you know, you read these stories from around the country, right? The Washington Post did that big investigation showing that there were individual officers, none in Minnesota to my knowledge, but there were individual officers who were stalking women or harassing ex-girlfriends or whatever the case may be by using that flock data. I think the fear over this is that, you know, not that the St. Paul police are going to abuse this or that Ramsey County Sheriff, but we don't really know what Flock is doing as a private company. How do you sort of build back the trust of the residents and make us feel comfortable that Flock has all this stuff?
It's all about communication. And that's why what the council president said was so disappointing to me, is because these are places where we can get together with the community, explain to everybody exactly what Flock does, what they do with the data, what we do with the data, how other police departments potentially access the data. And we have the community conversation. At the end of the day, we work for the community. We do. And they have a large say in how we do these things. But I will tell you, as a police officer for the last 25 years, this is a very powerful tool. And when we use this correctly, which we do, this is going to help us solve a lot more crimes than we normally could or would.
Yeah.
So I think that's the conversation.
Sheriff Fletcher said that he's called Flock one of the most significant crime fighting tools of the last 40 years. And we do know car theft is down. The question is, like, how much do we want to give up? Is it worth it? Is it worth it to give up all of this kind of this centralizing of data? Nobody wants a gun ownership database, but we're giving everything else away. And I know I struggle with this personally, Sergeant, because everybody and their brother has cameras rolling on everything. I don't want to take you and law enforcement and tie one hand behind your back when every other ding dong is out there recording everything. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. At the same time, I do worry that we give this away, we give this away, we give this away, and next thing you know, even though we're not a surveillance state, then we are, because in the additive, in the aggregate, you're giving all this stuff away.
I understand that sentiment, to be sure, and I will tell you this. I mean, as police officers, law enforcement, we are the most visible arm of the government and probably the least trusting of the government, given what we see in terms of waste, fraud, abuse, you name it.
Right.
So we're right there. This applies to us too. We drive around with our families. We're out in our communities. We're doing our thing. So it's not like it applies to everybody else with the exception of the police. And the other thing is right here, Jason, you mentioned this. Yeah. You look at the permissions that you give Facebook or Instagram, you name it, any social media platform. I guarantee you, everybody watching this, listening to this, has been having a conversation with someone, and within a half an hour, something shows up on their feed that they were just talking about.
Yeah.
So I would be much more concerned about Google and Facebook and Instagram as a general citizen than I would about this. I understand their concerns, and they're not without warrant, but I think we need to frame this correctly. We need to have a conversation, talk with the community so they have a really good understanding, because that video of the council president in and of itself is very misleading, and it's just factually incorrect, and it's not helpful for what we're trying to accomplish.
Sergeant Mark Ross from the St. Paul Police Federation, appreciate your perspective and your time this Friday. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks for having me. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate all you and all the St. Paul officers are doing every day out there trying to keep us safe. The solve rate over there in St. Paul is through the roof, and it's because of good police work, that's for sure. 3:50, drive time back in just a minute with Fantasy Football Weekly. Here we go.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.